This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is a war of words between Washington and Pyongyang, with President Trump telling North Korea to get its act together, or he says it will be in trouble like few nations have ever been. And just a few minutes ago, the president said that it's time to stand up to North Korea, saying that his recent tough statement about the North's nuclear program may not have been tough enough, and North Korea is firing back.
North Korea is taking shots at President Trump, criticizing his working vacation and accusing him of acting senile while on the golf links. The insults come following Trump's Tuesday threat.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, a top North Korean general is saying Trump is extremely getting on the nerves of his soldiers, adding sound dialogue isn't possible with such a guy bereft of reason. And about Trump's fire and fury warning, North Korea's military calls it a load of nonsense. Matt Small, Washington.
Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent tells the Salem Radio Network the situation with North Korea leaves the U.S. Really with no good options.
This is what happens when a rogue regime gets nukes. I mean, there aren't, forget about palatable options, there really aren't a lot of acceptable options.
Talent, a senior fellow at the Bipartisan Policy Center. Mayor Mitch Landrieu urging New Orleans residents to get ready for the possibility of more flooding, and Governor John Bel Edwards declaring a state of emergency for Orleans Parish. The city's water pumping system hasn't been functioning properly, and more rain is expected. Heavy rain last weekend triggered flooding in various parts of the city. On Wall Street, the Dow down 117 points, the Nasdaq 92 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an urgent message for men who are making more bathroom trips each day or waking up at night to go. A prostate wonder pill is taking Walmart by storm, leading to a 179% increase in sales. Experts just can't believe how well this one little pill helps reduce bathroom urges. I'm talking about Super Beta Prostate, the best-selling prostate supplement in America. If you're concerned about your prostate health and making more bathroom trips, here's great news. Since drugstores keep running out of stock, we're letting men try their first bottle of Super Beta Prostate free. Just call us ASAP. That's a full free 30-day supply. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-586-6272. Super Beta Prostate is a safe, non-prescription formula with naturally based ingredients that reduce bathroom visits and support your prostate health. Claim your bottle while it's still free. Call 1-800-586-6272. That's 1-800-586-6272. 1-800-586-6272.
Britain's National Crime Agency says modern-day slavery and human trafficking in the UK far more prevalent than previously thought.
Over the past 6 months, the NCA has coordinated a series of major operations targeting trafficking across the UK, and say the more it has looked, the more it has found. It says a previous estimate of 10 to 13,000 victims is just the tip of the iceberg. There are currently 300 live operations investigating gangs trafficking people from all over the world and coercing them to carry out everything from prostitution to car washing. Other major sectors where people have been held against their will and forced to work include agriculture and food, construction and domestic work.
The BBC's Dominic Cascini. The Swiss government says petitioners have managed to collect enough signatures to launch a nationwide referendum that would grant new fathers at least 20 days of paid paternity leave, up from 1 day from today. Townhall.com. We're learning more about a legal settlement between ABC and a South Dakota meat producer in a defamation lawsuit over the network's report on a beef product that the media labeled pink slime.
Disney, which owns ABC, disclosed a $177 million legal settlement charge in a filing with a government securities regulator this week that didn't specifically link it to South Dakota-based Beef Products Incorporated. BPI attorney Dan Webb said that based on the disclosure, it appears Disney is funding $177 million of the settlement and insurers are paying the rest. In a statement, Webb says, as Disney disclosed, $177 million is not the total settlement amount and didn't give the full figure. Keith Peters reporting.
Senator John McCain proposes increasing the number of U.S. counterterrorism forces in Afghanistan and giving them a freer hand to target groups like the Taliban and ISIS. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's time to talk about religion versus science, okay? And other false choices. We're fortunate to have with us Carl Treleaven, author of The Unexpected Perspective, business executive, church elder at St. Petersburg, Florida, held leadership positions with multiple charities, most recently National Christian Foundation in Tampa Bay, the Rotary Foundation, Stop Cleft International, and Meet the Need Ministries. Carl, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much for having me today.
Hey, I want to focus on the title of your column here about rethinking religion versus science. We've been saying this for a long time, that we need to keep it in its proper perspective. You know, we get out of religion the things that need to be drawn out of religion, and science, the things that need to be drawn out of science. And I have always found those two disciplines to complement one another, not be necessarily in conflict. I know everybody has their own opinion of that, but I've found more evidence that would indicate that science reinforces religion and doesn't stand in contradiction of it.
Well, I come very much to the same conclusion, that they are not a dichotomy there. Mm-hmm. One of the key points I begin with in the book is to say that the Bible is not and never was intended to be a science textbook. Mm-hmm. And therefore, when we look at it and we start trying to draw scientific conclusions, we start going down the wrong road. Mm-hmm. And that's the argument that I've made, that it's a mistake to look at it that way. And as a result, it becomes possible that someone could easily believe in what Darwin has been saying about the theory of evolution by natural selection.
Mm-hmm. But even Darwin had to, you know, even going into it, had his doubts and said, hey, look, I'm just postulating here. You know, but for those people that wanted to live a life without God, this gave them enough room to basically create a new religion.
In a sense, you're right about that. In fact, one of the points that's made is that Darwin becomes a creation story for atheists. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Christians have come to the conclusion, therefore, that, oh, if I start believing in Darwin, then that's going to just lead me down the road to losing my faith. Mm-hmm. The argument I make is that's a false choice.
Exactly.
You don't have to pick one or the other. And in fact, the argument I make is that, ironically, Christians more than any other group ought to love Darwin, and that we ought to embrace him, you know, more than anybody else, even to the point of more than somebody like a prominent atheist like Richard Dawkins.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say that?
Well, the reason I say that is because I find in Darwin actually provides certain things that are really beneficial to Christians. And I'll be happy to share some of them with you.
Yeah, please.
The two most basic ones actually have to do with what Christians believe. The most fundamental doctrine in Christianity is first the concept of original sin, that the original humans were sinful and that that sin has been passed down to all the rest of us. And the second point is that, well, if Christians are sinful, what can we do about it? And the Christian argument is, well, you can't overcome it yourself. Those are unique doctrines within Christianity, and they provide the reason Christians believe Jesus came to earth, lived, died, and was resurrected, but his death was atonement for sin. Mm-hmm. Now, up until now, it's really just been a belief. What's the evidence that, in fact, the original humans sinned and that that sin is somehow passed down to everybody else? The argument I make is that Darwin provides an outstanding explanation for that process. And the second part of it is Darwin also provides a way to explain the idea that Christians can't overcome that on their own. In other words, we're stuck with it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And the only way we're going to overcome it is through belief in Jesus. Mm-hmm. So those are the two basic reasons. And then I have a couple other ones in the book. But the ostensible conclusion I come to is Christians really should absolutely bear hug embrace Darwin because he reinforces things we already believe.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing that happens is on the surface when we look at it, and of course people's interpretation of Darwin, it comes in conflict. But, you know, you pose an interesting proposition here. And, you know, certainly when it comes to things of God, you know, God says, look at, you know, let's sit down, let's reason together. Scientists today don't necessarily want to reason, do they?
Well, I'm sure there are some that don't. Although I think there's other research that shows that non-Christian scientists simply don't understand what, you know, Christians are thinking. And likewise, many Christians don't understand what scientists are thinking. As an example, there's a research group down in Houston at Rice University that studied this question extensively, and they find there's just great misunderstanding on the part of both groups.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say that Darwin's theory may actually create some challenges for secular humanists. So break that down.
Sure. Well, one of the points in the book is this idea that, you know, Christians believe that they can't overcome their own sinful behavior on their own. And I make the argument that Darwin, I believe, reinforces that. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to the following thing, is that the process of we as humans, I believe, are evolved. And what you can think of is every human behavior as like a coin with a head and a tail. Mm-hmm. Think of the head as the good side of a behavior and the tail as the bad side of a behavior. And let me give you an example with respect to monkeys. Now, monkeys are not human, and yet there's a lot of evidence that shows that they can deceive, lie, steal, do the kind of things that we humans think of as sin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't think of the monkey as a sinner. And the reason being is because the monkey doesn't have a big enough brain to have consciousness, understanding of right or wrong, and can't make it, you know, can't choose what he does. He just does it. So why does the monkey lie, cheat, and steal? Well, actually, it's ways to keep surviving.
Mm-hmm.
The argument is this, that humans do the same thing. And we have all those things, and the benefit for us is it helps us succeed to the next generation. That's the head.
Mm.
But what's different about us? We have consciences. We have the ability to know right and wrong. We have the ability, and yet we have the ability, even though we know something is wrong, we still do it. That's the thing that really distinguishes us. That's the tail of it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So back to your question about, you know, the argument against secular humanism. Secular humanist.
I'll tell you what we better do here, Carl, only because we're coming to break really quick, and I want to give you plenty of time, and so for the audience to track with you. So we'll reconnect here in just a few moments as we take a mandatory break. Carl Treleaven is with us, and more from Carl on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive potent and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Now welcome home. 19 after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Carl Kralevin is with us, author of The Unexpected Perspective. He's a business executive, church elder in St. Petersburg, Florida, right across on the west side. I'm on the east side of Florida, so both of us are batting down the mosquitoes and no-see-ems because it's the season, isn't it, Carl? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you, Carl.
It is indeed that season. Get your flies water out.
Exactly. You know. Well, especially if you can see the no-see-ems, they sneak up on you, and this is why you're so stealthy, right? Well, yes. The unexpected perspective, what should Christians think about Charles Darwin's theory of evolution by natural selection? What should they think about the Big Bang Theory ever since these theories were developed in the mid-19th and early 20th centuries, respectively? There's been seemingly endless debate with no single resolution generally accepted by the majority of Christians. And Carl Kralevin is giving us a fresh look at it to say, look, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There is something, again, positive to be drawn, even out of those things that we think are most negative, if you appreciate that all things work together for good, as God would remind us. Before the break, we were talking about how Darwin's theory, Carl, may actually create some challenges for secular humanists.
You recall I talked before the break about the idea of human behavior like a coin with a head, that being the positive side, the tail being the negative side. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk a little bit about what secular humanists believe. First thing they tend to believe is that, hey, you know, we should depend upon science. If we just kind of get away from religion and all the flaky things they see that religion has, rely upon our reason and our good intentions, then we can solve pretty much any type of problem we have. And the goal, in effect, is literally nothing less than the perfectibility of mankind, that, hey, if we just work on these things, we'll sooner or later overcome any type of a problem that we may have. You know, it sounds real good, but here's the problem for the secular humanist with what I'm saying. First of all, I'm saying is Christians, hey, absolutely embrace the very science that the secular humanist does. But here's what I'm doing. I'm then taking it and turning it against them in the following way. If what I'm saying is correct, think about the tail on that coin. The argument I'm making is, hey, we're stuck with all this bad stuff. And the reason we're stuck with it is it's because of our evolutionary background. We've evolved. And we have the good stuff, and the bad stuff is with it. We can't do anything about it ourselves. Well, if that's the case, then in effect, the rug gets pulled out from under the secular humanist.
Yeah, I mean, as Paul said, the very thing I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't want to do, I do.
Right.
You know, this is common to all men, isn't it?
Yeah, and one of the ideas I put in the book briefly is the idea, the dichotomy of human progress. And here's the dichotomy. On one hand, our technology keeps getting better and better and better. I mean, every day we get new and better technology. And yet, even though we have all this fantastic technology, we're still, as humans, dealing with the very same moral problems we've had all along. We still fight, argue, cheat, steal, all those things. We haven't gotten the least bit better in any single dimension like that.
Amazing.
That's
the
dichotomy.
You think about it, Ten Commandments, very much appropriate today as it was back then, right?
Absolutely. No.
Amazing how that through the millennia that carries through in spite of all this new technology, to your point. Excellent.
Right. And as I say, the real reason isn't because it's not that we don't know what's right and wrong. It's not that we don't want to do it. It's that we can't. Mm. And the reason we can't is because of, in effect, our evolutionary heritage. Mm. We're stuck with it.
Yeah, because I think that even secular humanists, I always talk about that 3 o'clock in the morning meeting that we have. Many of us would say it's with God. Others might say, hey, maybe it's just some bad thinking or whatever, or bad food that they had the night before. But it causes you to stare at the ceiling tiles and occasionally ponder the serious issues of life. And
absolutely.
And that is common to all of us, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
You know, and so the argument is, hey, it's a fool's errand for us to think that we individually or even as humans collectively can overcome that ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so therefore we have to turn to God. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Christians have been saying ever since there's been Christianity.
Well, Carl, I got to tell you, with your book, I loved right off the bat. I mean, you went for the jugular in chapter one. You know, why the Bible was never intended to be a science textbook. You write, every once in a while we're confronted with different accounts of the same events. Which one do we believe? Sometimes the choices are obvious, but other times not so obvious. Consider the question of how the world began. Humans have always had creation stories, one of which is Genesis. Non-Christians have had their own variations and versions of this story. Scientific discoveries over the past 200 years have called those creation stories into question. Among the elements that have been called into question by science are evidence that the universe began approximately 13.8 billion years ago, not the estimated 6,000 or so years, as based on a literal reading of Genesis. The other two questions, humanity has evolved from precursor species over millions of years through natural selection, not from a single man or woman named Adam and Eve. And third, the original human population was no less than 5,000 persons, not Adam and Eve alone. I mean, these are big questions in the current culture and vernacular that are brought up. And I love the idea that you went head to head with it right at the very beginning.
I saw no other way than to do something like that. But also, the point I want to make is that Christians should not be afraid of any of that. Mm-hmm. And as I pointed out here, if anything, part of the unexpected side of this is simply to be able to turn the arguments around against opponents of Christianity to say, hey, you know, all this evidence you've been relying upon to build your case, well, you may want to reconsider that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know, and this whole idea that we're talking nearly 14 billion years and in 6,000 years or so, you know, I say, you know, so what? And I think it's covered in the book of Genesis, where it talks about how in the period of time where there was chaos reigning, there was darkness over the earth. I mean, that could count for an inestimable amount of time. Couldn't that just in and of itself, just that one phrase?
One point to note is, and there was actually a study done that compared what's said in Genesis 1 with the actual science, and it was mm-hmm. mapped, you know, in effect, day by day.
Mm-hmm. And that's interesting. What is that resource? I'd love to see that resource.
It actually was first cited in the Huffington Post a few years ago, but it actually looked at, you know, all right, day one of Genesis corresponds to this time period, day two, and so on from there.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I've got to pull that up. Thank you for bringing that up. I know others, you know, that look to reconcile the Word of God with science. You know, this is a great study, and I appreciate what you have written here, because you're going to cause us all, and I recommend that people get their hands on your book. Not only get the hands, but you know, take the time to open up the pages and chew it up, because this is really good stuff, Carl, and I appreciate all the hard work. I mean, this is you know, something, you know, you don't write overnight. It takes some time, and you know, I appreciate that you responded to the motivation and the direction of God himself, I'm sure, to write this book.
Thank you very much for having me on today. If anyone is interested in it, you might mention that it's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I also have a blog at unexpectedperspective.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, we love it when the authors come on and they mention these things, because it's important. We want to make sure that the word out, because so often sometimes, you know, we'll run a conversation to the very end. They go, how can I get my hands? And I always say, remind them that it's also linked at our website at BillMartinezLife.com. Carl Trelevin on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Carl.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give me answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Coming at you in over 280 markets across this country, including Red State Radio, Talk Radio. It's always good to be associated with them. They carry us live every day. And, of course, when you go to New York on 42nd Street, you see the big billboard there, Bill Martinez Live. Yes, right there on 42nd Street, right next to Dave and Buster's. It's quite showcased, and I appreciate you taking selfies and sending them to me. Thank you for sharing, and I'm glad that you're doing that. So keep passing on the good word. And, of course, we're also around the world via shortwave. So we're as pervasive as we can possibly be, and we continue to expand our influence here as we continue to fight for the good things and those values, those wholesome values that have made America so great. We're going to take a break, okay, from the hustle and bustle. We're going to talk about simplifying life. And I know probably for some of you, you think about, okay, you know, it's gotten a little hectic. What can we do to slow things down a little bit? Well, Don and Patrice Lewis join us. You're going to love what they have done. You talk about downsizing or maybe approaching life a little bit differently. They live on 20 acres in Idaho's panhandle with their two homeschooled children and assorted livestock. They've published their useful Practical Country Living series of 24 e-pamphlets covering such great topics as moving to the country, canning, milking cows, cheese making, low-tech solutions to high-tech problems, I like that, and Black Gold Homestead Composting. Their website is ruralrevolution.com. Patrice also, by the way, is the author of the book, The Simplicity Primer. Boy, I'll tell you, this is a must-read for those of us that have gotten caught up in the hecticness of life in the 21st century America we live in. The Simplicity Primer, 365 ideas for making life more liberable, more livable. Don and Patrice Lewis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, great to have you here. You know, I hear Idaho, and I got to tell you, during my skiing days, I did have a chance to go through Idaho, and the best baked potatoes ever. I long for Idaho's baked potatoes. It's just not the same. I mean, when you have them there in the state, it's kind of like a pineapple in the old days in Hawaii. They're just something about right out of the ground, right off the vine, just makes Idaho potatoes just like nothing else.
Well, we tend to agree with you. We grow a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, I'm coming over. Because I need to de-stress here a little bit, and I got to think that Practical Country Living would do a whole lot in helping me, de-stress just a bit, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Okay. Hey, well, tell us about, the self-sufficiency gardens and other wisdom from your Practical Country Living series. Don, break it down for us, if you would.
Well, actually, there's not really too much to break down to it. You simply live a good life when you have the opportunity to put aside an awful lot of stuff. We both had professional careers a number of years ago, and we finally decided that when it came time to raise our children and head out to take care of that situation, a better option for us all was to finally step aside from the big cities and the long lines and the commuter backups on the roads, and move to a place where things were a little bit more enjoyable. And once we got there, we discovered that simplicity is not as simple as a lot of people think.
Yeah,
it takes a little bit of effort to get there.
Which is actually how we got started with writing about it, because endless people started saying, well, how do you move to the country? How do you homeschool? How do you simplify your life? How do you raise livestock? How do you can? All this kind of stuff that people started asking when they read the blog. And that's how the ebook was came about, and that's how all the blog advice came about.
And one of the things that we try to get across to people is that we've made every single mistake that you possibly can
make.
Absolutely. And mainly because we do an awful lot of, here's what we did, don't do this. We can tell you how to avoid an awful lot of the pitfalls that we ended up falling into frequently.
Well, we call that the learning curve, and I say the learning curve expense, right? You're either going to pay for it in college or pay for it through the practical realization of life and the pursuit of happiness, right, Patrice?
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where if we had known then what we know now, we sometimes wonder if we would have embarked on this lifestyle. And in the end, we have to say, yeah, we would have. It's been a heck of a ride, and we've loved every minute. Well, mostly every minute.
Well, Don,
when cows get out and start running across the fields, things aren't nearly as simple as they ought to be.
Well, that's a lot of animal. I mean, they look so cute when they're calm, but when they take off, that is a lot of energy, rolling down the road there.
And here's a piece of advice. They can always run faster than you.
Yes, exactly. Including sharks. We found out the other night that sharks can outswim, the fastest swimmer, in Mark Phelps. So, sure, whether it's sharks or cows, it's not a fair fight, is it?
Although at least cows have the compensating virtue that they usually don't try to kill you for food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Hey, Don, you talked about what life was for you before. I want to give you a little bit more, just so that we have the contrast here of what you two were doing. I mean, you were living professional lives. Explain to our audience what you guys were doing.
Well, I was at that point in time, and this is
24
years ago. I was a professional geologist and engineer. We lived in a fairly large city. Patrice was actually working for an agricultural development company, and we used to have that, lived in a beautiful home out in a suburb, and we made that daily commute of what should have been about maybe 20, 30 minutes, and frequently was an hour, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And after having done all of that, and finally, as Patrice will famously say, having got stuck in traffic one time too many, we decided that this just wasn't going to work for us. We needed to go somewhere else. We needed to do something else. So we naively said, oh, heck, we'll just move up here into the country. And we moved to a lovely little place in Oregon, about 4 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that we could just drop everything and start doing this. And both of us had the idea that things weren't going to change all that much. We could both find something to do when we moved there. And
Some kind of job.
And it took us about 5, 6, 7 years of realizing that it's not quite the same thing before we finally got into the groove and finally got to the place where we said, hey, we can make this work. We can do things that here at our little homestead, raise our own food, take care of teaching our own children, basically just living a life where you wake up in the morning and the sun is shining and you're not suddenly locked in to the fact that you're going to be spending the rest of your day in a cubicle.
Exactly.
We had started a woodcraft business at home because one of the things that we realized early on is that the key to successful country living is to be able to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And Don has always been a brilliant woodworker. He segued that into a business, and that business supported us. He actually just retired from it. That business supported us for 26 years.
Wow.
And as a result, we were always there for the children. They always had their father in the home. We homeschooled. We never had youth daycare or anything like that. It was a lot of work. Don't get us wrong. It wasn't, all peaches and cream. But it was a challenge, and it kept us home, and that was the main thing. And when it came time to move from that 4-acre parcel to the 20-acre parcel we currently live on, we could take the job with us because working from home frees you up from having to stay in proximity to a city. It's kind of the key to successful rural living as far as we're concerned.
And the thing is, a lot of your listeners out there are going, oh, that's great. So the guy's a great woodworker. Thanks, hon.
Yeah.
but the reality of it is anybody can do this.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't that difficult to do. You simply have to make a decision that this is the steps you're going to take, and you step forward and do it. And I'm serious that it doesn't require a great set of skill set in working with wood or anything else along those lines. It just simply is a matter of desire, will, and the desire to finally leave that deadening life that you had before and get out and get a little fresh air.
Right. And I got to imagine every time you had the temptation to go back, you remembered that hour and a half commute, being stuck in traffic, and what a shock to the system that would be after experiencing, the simple rural life as you got through the process. More from Don and Patrice Lewis as we talk about the simplicity of country living. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch
of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Oso adds,
the clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD.
To learn more, visit Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Dear, I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Dear, I am a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And for those of you who have pondered, maybe you've woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning and thought, gosh, wouldn't it be nice to get away from, this crazy city life and get away from it all? Well, our two guests, Don and Patrice Lewis, did such a thing. They now live on 20 acres in Idaho's panhandle with their two homeschool children who've now grown up, and they didn't damage them. I mean, they homeschooled them, and they're doing quite well, by the way, just so you know. And, of course, they've got all kinds of fun livestock just to keep things exciting because, that's what you do when you're living a practical country life, right, Don?
That's what you do. Yeah. Whether you want to do it or not, that's what you do. It turns out we want to do it very much.
Well, Patrice, did you realize, after you made the jump, because you really did this kind of cold turkey, you first started out.
Absolutely cold turkey. We had no plans.
Yeah. I mean, you just go up there and you do it, and I imagine, like anything, probably in that first year or so, several times you said, did we do the right thing, honey?
It was pretty tough at first. We thought optimistically we'd be able to find jobs when we first left California and moved to Oregon, and that turned out not to be the case. And so kind of out of desperation is when my husband started his woodcraft business, and it worked very well. There was a few years of financial struggles, but not a huge deal. And we learned to live very frugally, which I think is a huge advantage. And then gradually things stabilized, and kids were born, and we started homeschooling them, and it's it's been quite a ride, but it's something that neither of us have any regrets about at all.
Don, what about networking with other locals? Were they helpful to say, hey, this is the country life, you got to learn about canning, and you know, here's some cows, and let's make cheese together and things like that? Did you get any advice from the locals?
You know, we got lots of advice, and the interesting thing about this is what you have to do when you move to the country is simply be yourself. You have to leave some things behind. You have to leave certain expectations. For instance, during hunting season, you're not going to get that guy out there to fix your roof at all. he'll show up eventually, after he's got his buck or whatever, but up until that point in time, you know what, you just kind of throw a tarp over it. He'll be there.
That's right,
But
it's kind of like life in Hawaii. You know, Hawaii, the same thing. When surf's up, everybody's gone. You know, you just that's just the way it happens in certain communities. So that's interesting. Go ahead, Patrice. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, that's all right. I was going to say that a lot of what we ended up learning, teaching ourselves, was not a result so much as mentoring as it was the support of friends and neighbors. For example, I taught myself how to milk a cow. I taught myself how to milk, how to make cheese. I taught myself how to can. Not because there weren't others to teach me so much as that's just what others did. So it was, you know, I'd see a slab of homemade cheese at a friend's house and say, can you do that? Wow, I think I'll teach myself how to do that. And so it's very encouraging when others are doing the things that you long to do. It's kind of like a master class. They can be there if you need them, but encouragement is there.
And people want to help. You know, again, if you've got the right attitude going in, you don't come in and say, hey, look at me, I'm from the big city, and let me tell you yokels how to do things.
Right.
But if you come in and say, I am the newbie here, I am the acolyte here, you are the people who have done this for years, can you help me? We've not ran into a single person that has ever said, no. Hey, they'll say, let me tell you how to do some stuff. And after you do some of those things, you say, well, okay, that worked or it didn't work for me. And but these people, the country folks, are the friendliest people on earth, as long as you respect their boundaries.
Exactly. Well, Patrice, you talk about learning how to milk cows and making cheese and canning. What did you say you taught yourself? I mean, did you do a YouTube university thing, or you just by practically going in and saying, well, I think I've seen this before. I heard that you grab the udder and you just kind of pull down and all of a sudden you got milk coming out and you think, okay, I'm getting there.
Bingo.
That's it, huh?
Exactly what happened. No, well, first of all, this was before the Internet was really popular. We didn't get the Internet until about 1996, I think. And even then, it was still in its more primitive days. So, yeah, these are things that we just learned by hook or by crook. You know, book learning will only take you so far. There comes a point where you just have to dive in, get your hands dirty, and figure it out. And, you know, that applies to everything from, you know, driving a car to milking a cow. And, you know, when it came, in fact, I remember when it came time to milk our first cow, I really had no idea what I was doing. And it was just with the sense of dread, I went out there that first morning. And you figure it out. You figure out what works, what doesn't, what distresses the cow, what's pleasing to the cow.
Right.
And suddenly you've got a bucket full of milk.
Yeah,
and
it's almost.
And a black eye. That was one.
And a black eye.
Just one.
Yeah, just one. Okay. Yeah, and then Don's got to go, and then Don has to go and blame it on the cow, right? It was the cow. It wasn't me.
Actually, it was funny because this cow had overgrown hooves, and so I was reading in the cow book, there's that book knowledge again, that the best thing to do is to get the cow used to having her feet handled. One morning after milking, I picked up her hoof, and she went clonk, clonked me in the eye, and that was the end of that. So.
Oh, well, another one of those lessons learned, and that's why it's all about practical country living, and what prompted you to do the series, you know, here's what you went through. So what a great piece of resource that you have now made available to us newbies and those of us that would think about coming out to the country with these 24 e-pamphlets. Don, explain a little bit more, you know, the genesis of these, you know, of these e-pamphlets.
Well, it really comes down to the fact that my wife is an inveterate writer. She can't stay away from a keyboard. If she's not milking a cow, she's writing about milking a cow. So,
and the keyboard doesn't kick you in the eyeball either, so that's always good, right, Patrice?
Yeah, it makes it a little hard.
Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
It was one of those things where it actually started off, believe it or not, with canning, because every time I post something on my blog about the subject of canning, I was just bombarded with questions. And it finally occurred to me that it might be easiest to take this and just write about it. So I started posting questions to my readers. You know, send me your questions. You know, send me what you want answered. And I incorporated it all into a series of these three e-booklets. And then it kind of snowballs from there. Well, how do you milk a cow? Okay, let me explain how to milk a cow. Well, how do you dehorn a calf? And so I explain how to dehorn a calf. And we just turned these into very inexpensive e-booklets so that, you know, the goal was not so much to get rich off these things. That's not what they're all about. The goal is to make them as inexpensive as possible to people who are familiarizing themselves with these basic things that you do while living in the country, while living on a homestead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Don, this is about sustenance, isn't this?
Oh, sure it is. Yeah, no, and we do very well at it. We're probably about, I mean, the whole idea of being self-sufficient, it's not an end, it's a goal, it's just a journey. Mm-hmm. And we're probably about 90% self-sufficient in our vegetables and our fruits and those
meats
type of things.
And eggs and dairy.
But, of course, you know, nobody can get to the end of all of that. For instance, as I got older, I finally bit the bullet and bought a really nice tractor. Mm. I can't make a tractor.
Right.
Somebody else had to make that tractor.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you what, the tractor sure makes a big difference from having to haul things around by our, just with our main strength, because our main strength isn't as high as it used to be.
Well, 20 acres. I mean, we went from 4 to 20 acres, for goodness sakes, and not to mention the fact that two of your employees are out fooling around outside of the compound there now, you know, pursuing their lives, right?
Yeah, no, that was losing our farmhands was a big deal.
Yeah, well, I bet.
It's a wonderful thing.
Well, Don, I understand on a controversial point here that, you know, people are all excited talking about Oregon. You know, you can grow pot and, you know, all that stuff is being ferreted out between the federal government and the states. But you have a bit of a warning here for, you know, the effect that growing marijuana in the Northwest, its impact. Break that down for us.
Well, it comes down to the fact that, you know, it's turned into a huge business. And I made a trip a little while ago back into Oregon, and it's amazing to drive down the streets there and see, like, it seems as though every other store is now selling marijuana products. And unfortunately, it means also that you run into an awful lot of people who basically spend their entire day stoned.
Oh, wow.
I know I've got a lot of old friends who live in that area, and a lot of them now are waking up every morning and they have a hit. And then throughout the day, they're stoned and they just, and it's very calming and very relaxing, and it ends all of their creativity.
Mm-hmm. And ambition and goals.
Even at an older age.
Oh, yeah, even at an older age, actually more so at an older age. I mean, after all, I'm of that age where I grew up in that, essentially the birth of marijuana as a recreational product by teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I saw, you know, what was going on through all of that time. And, you know, back then, you know what, the THC content was, you know, 1.5%, 3%. And nowadays, they're, you know, they're clocking in at 30% THC out of some of the stuff that's being sold in Colorado.
Wow.
And it's not like getting drunk. You get drunk, you start falling down. You start stumbling. People can recognize it. But with this, with marijuana, you can just go all through your day just slightly out of tune.
Well,
it seems to be affecting the communities in an adverse way, because the pot growers come in, and these are business people. They are there to grow a product, and they are there to sell that product, and woe betide anybody who gets in the way of their ambition. They're not the ones getting stoned. But they're a lot of the pot growers are in dealing with intimidation and harassment of the locals who may object to having this, you know, massive compound next to them with, you know, vicious dogs and high fences and bright lights.
Wow, yeah.
And so they start a series of harassment of anybody, shutting down anybody who objects to the changes that are taking place as a result of the pot growers going into the community. Mm-hmm. And we used to live in the Rogue Valley in Southwest Oregon, and the changes taking place there, I hear, are very detrimental.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Don and Patrice, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers,